Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Hi, welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm Kimberly Meredith, your host, and we're excited about being on the air tonight. There's so much going on that we are just so excited about. First of all, we're celebrating my birthday. Yay! I was born, obviously, and we want to celebrate how the fifth dimension can be a part of our lives and how we want to reach out to someone, maybe even yourself, and forgive. Forgive, forgive, forgive. We want to forgive maybe something that's done to our own personal selves or someone else. So I want to start this beautiful show with one of my practices in my book, The Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing, with the forgiveness prayer affirmation that I channeled. Dear Holy Spirit, help us all to remember the power of forgiveness. Please help us to extend forgiveness. And forgiveness to a specific person, maybe an incident, or an energy that has happened to you. And maybe why someone did something to you specifically, or maybe it wasn't really to you, but you thought it was to you. Because maybe you were brought up in a family that had maybe abuse. So then you grow up as an adult and you think that people do things to you, but maybe it's really not. Maybe it's just a coincidence that something happened, and then you maybe always think these things are happening to you. So let's just right now take your hand, put the energy frequency in your palm, whatever it is, and say, I extend forgiveness to this person or energy that happened, and just throw it away, just like a whoo, and say, I'm releasing it into the third dimension. I forgive and I release. I release, release, release. And take a breath. I know all the things which was said and done to me and the feelings that came at me, and I release it. I release it away from my body. I release it away from my energetic feeling, through my throat, through my chest. Despite all the feelings that was said to me by this person, place, or thing, I release it from me with love. I know that this energy frequency needs to be released out of my body. Take a big breath. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Remembering that when we find love, when we find healing, when we move past the judgment of what was done to us, we are free. We are free, and we can move forward. But when we don't, we hold on to it, the circumstance, it keeps us locked in jail. It keeps us locked in jail, and we can't move forward, what was said and what was done. And this could be many things that has been done to us. We have to move forward in order to forgive. Moving forward past hurt and pain moves us out of the third dimension. We pray to all the saints and all the angels and all the Christ-like beings above to come down and comfort us through the assistance, through God, through the Holy Spirit. And we ask right now that everyone that is listening to the show on air, take their hands again put the energy as a ball of light and say, I release this negative third dimensional frequency through a person or a place or an energy frequency, and I'm putting it in the third dimension. And take a breath. That's not holding me down anymore. I have courage to release it and just blow it away. Go, whew. There you go. And then put your hand back over your heart and say, I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. And there's no way to let this frequency hold me down anymore. I'm in the fifth dimension. I'm in the fifth dimension. And we're going to say that three times. Oh, they're saying no. We're going to say that four times. I'm in the fifth dimension. 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 I forgive. I forgive. I forgive. I forgive. And then they're going to say to you, I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. And then you're going to say, I forgive others. I forgive others. I forgive others. I forgive others. Sat Nam. Beautiful. And now swallow. Activating your palms, rubbing them together means activation, getting your hands super hot, and then put it over your heart chakra. Beautiful. Thank you for guiding us through this beautiful activation of gratitude. We know the truth dwells in a thankful heart. We know the truth always prevails, and we live in the present moment. And we are at peace. Thank you for listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show on BBS Radio and Mind Body Spirit FM. The channel is 888-627-6008. And you're listening to Kimberly Meredith. I'm a psychic medium, transchanneler medium to help you awaken your abilities. And we're going to take live calls tonight and prayer requests to help you move forward your abilities and activate healing through you. So if you want to call in tonight, this is a dedicated show to 1 hour of open calls. And I am your host and your guest is me, only me tonight. So we'll be doing a lot of calls if you'd like to call in, and also health and wellness questions. And if you have those questions for me, I'm very happy to help you resolve some issues about your health. So if we have any calls now, we could take some. Welcome to the show, Linda. Yeah, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly. Hi. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, and I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, Thank you. I'm phoning in because on August 27th, I have a doctor's appointment in the city far away from me, and I had a doctor's appointment a little while ago about my throat and with the white patches on it, but they couldn't find anything. But then the doctor said I had a spot on my nose, and that spot's been there for over 2 years and has never done anything, but they wanted me to go get it checked out. And I'm just wondering if you do see anything happening with the little spot on my nose, please.
Yes, of course, you know, on air, I can't say, you know, everything on air, but I do feel it's important for you to get checked out. And have you gone to an immunologist at all? Have you been tired?
I'm,
have you been,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm not sure what that is, but I'm going to go see somebody in the city that will put a needle in it and check to see what it is.
Okay, and have you had ear, nose, and throat swabs at all or anything?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
And how did that
I even had the scope down my throat just like about a month ago.
Okay.
And they said nothing, but...
Okay. And are you feeling tired?
Not too bad. Yeah, no, not too bad.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing you're going to get a swab of the patch. So that's a good thing.
They're going to take a needle. They're going to take a needle and poke it in there.
Okay, like a biopsy.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Okay.
Is there another question you'd like to ask me?
Oh, yes, there sure is. There sure is. I've lived here for 38 years, and my daughter is moving to Alberta, and I know we do want to move one day, and I know my mom and dad said they're in heaven, and they said they'd find me a new home. I'm just wondering if Alberta would be a good place for me to move to. I live in British Columbia right now.
Yeah, I'm not getting a hit on Alberta. I do see your mom around you. I do see your mother around you a lot. When you came on, I thought you were going to ask me something about a family member crossing over, because I did see your mother with you right away. I'm not getting a hit on Alberta for some reason.
Okay. Hmm. All right. Okay.
They keep saying no about that. I'm going to just do a short read for you, and then you could always follow up later. But about you moving, they're telling me about you moving. They're talking about. They're not seeing you moving. I don't know if it's a rush for you to move, but there's something about you taking care of your health right now, and they don't really want you to move, Spirit is saying, and your family is saying from the afterlife until this is cleared up. And they're talking about if you are going to have to move, it would look like more like 2028.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
And that's not really that far away, because we're already almost in 2027.
No, and actually I did hear I was going to move in 3 years, and that would be probably about right.
Yeah.
This is the first
and so they're saying when I ask 26, no, 27, no, 2028, they're giving me both eyes blinking with the Holy Spirit. So they're saying 2028 is right on spot.
Okay. Did they see me?
All right, thank you for calling in. And stay in touch with me. Because there are some things you want to make sure you don't wash your face or anything with tap water. You know, you want to make sure you're doing more things with distilled water, you know, pure water, clean water. You know, make sure you're not putting any kind of bacterial water on you.
No. Well, I live in Bella Coola, British Columbia, and they don't put anything in our water.
That's what they say. But right now you want to make sure you're always getting bottled, like, distilled water.
Okay,
thank you so much for calling in. God
bless
thank
you.
You
too. Okay, God bless
thank
you.
Thank you.
Too. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Hi, Leah. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. God bless you, dear. Love you. Happy, happy birthday, dear. And many more to you. Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Thank you. You have a great voice.
Oh, thank you so much, dear. I really love your voice. I truly love your voice.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for loving my voice.
Yes. Oh, it's great to hear your lovely voice, dear. And I just wondered if you saw anything for me or how I can learn to relax more. That may be helpful.
To go into relaxation?
Yes, I have sort of, I think it was some little bit of abuse as a child, but I sort of have some compulsive habits, like just moving my hand up and down, stuff like that. And I just, you know, worry about things like that. And I don't do it all the time when I'm around other people. I don't do that. But I do that alone sometimes. And maybe it's good exercise for my arms, but it's just a habit. And I wonder, do you see any me needing somebody that may bring out the best in me anytime soon? Do you see anything like that?
Yeah, for your relaxation, like your, I think maybe you might be lacking some minerals, like some vitamins, minerals. Also, like, I don't know if you're taking magnesium, but magnesium would be really good for you. I like the magnesium citrate, especially if you're having like twitching or your legs are spasming or your arms.
I do that consciously, but I did have some bad cramps, so I went back on, of course, taking the calcium with magnesium and vitamin D3. And there was another one that had calcium and magnesium and zinc. And so I do take 5 of those, and I just let them dissolve in my mouth. And then I take vitamin E every day, and then I take 3,000. I use those little yellow, clear yellow gels of vitamin A. So it works out 3,000, I think, units, or I forget, maybe 3,000 milligrams. But I read that you are not supposed to take too much vitamin A because you can die from that. But I take 3 of them. That's good for your eyesight, apparently, vitamin A.
Right.
And the
I do feel it would be very helpful for you to be social, to have social activity for you, like being around friends. I don't know if you have family, but they're telling me you're not around family very much. Is that true?
I don't really have any family. My mother died.
They're telling me you don't. But they're saying if you can, they're telling me that being around community and having a social, other friends or some kind of social gathering or going, making yourself go out at least a few times a week, it's going to cause some sort of relaxation in you, helpful way of community for you. It is going to change your rhythm within your frequency, and you're going to feel better being around other people. And that can raise your vibration, having friendships. That's something you've got to put down for your homework. Your homework is to start having a network of some sort of friends.
Oh, good. A network of friends to reach out and be around people. Yes. Sometimes I'm so tired. I have always sort of had a bit of chronic fatigue syndrome, and I get very tired. So then I and it helps.
Yeah. So taking 400 milligrams of this brand called Solgar, S-O-L-G-A-R, magnesium citrate, before you go to bed at night is very relaxing. And also, there's, you know, Dr. Box, Rescue Remedy Flowers, are very calming. And also, being around certain people that their energy is very calming and loving, and finding the right little communities. They don't have to be your best friends, but just communities that you can maybe meditate with or, you know, gravitate to, and having an outlet. Like, sometimes people don't like to push themselves to go out for, you know, a walk or go to a store or do something, but they're saying something for you to do in nature would be very healing for you. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, there was a crow sitting up on top of the public library, and he was talking and talking, and I love animals, you know, birds and walking, and, you know, I just love to go out walking by, close to the beach, maybe not right on the beach. I used to do that, too, though.
I also see Archangel Raphael around you. I also see that, I don't know if you ever had I don't know why they're telling me. I don't see. I don't know why. It wasn't a cat, but it was like a dog. I don't know if you had a dog when you were little.
I did.
But I see like.
I did hear a teddy bear. Teddy bear. Teddy bear. He was part Pomeranian and I think Pekingese or something like that. And he was so cute. Okay. Just a little dog. Yeah, a little dog. Bigger than a chihuahua.
Okay, yeah, there was a dog, and your doggie's around you a lot now from the other side, and he's still around you, and when you go out and go for nature walks, he likes that, because he's with you in spirit, and he likes to be around you.
Oh, thank you. I love that little dog. He put his head up on my saloon, and of course, my mom, you know, had the little dog bed for him, but we don't have any cares in the world when we're young. We're not worried about germs or anything like that. And then as you get older, I obsess a little bit about that. And then I slow myself down a bit because I really want to move past that.
And the last thing I want to tell you is your mom is coming in very strongly about her liking you when you do your prayers. I think that she loves the praying. She's very into prayer.
Oh, yes. Yes, especially my grandma, her mom. But my mom also believed in God, and that was good.
Yeah, they're very into praying. Because I see them both, like, doing the cross around them, and they're, like, they very love the Holy Spirit. So I can see them doing that. But these are things that can calm the system. Yeah, but definitely the magnesium. Definitely, you should definitely be on a really good omega-3. So definitely take your omega-3.
Okay, omega-3. That's good to know. Yes.
An omega-3. That helps with your ears, your sinuses, your hormones. And so, definitely a real good omega-3. A real raw organic omega-3 would be great for you, too, they're telling me.
Oh, that's good. I take a Jameson wild salmon oil, and I take four of those when I wake up in the morning. I keep them right by my bed, and then I just start taking all my vitamins.
Okay. Yes. Well, my favorite omega-3, and then I'm going to let you go, is Rosita.
Oh, how do you spell it?
Everybody can listen. You can listen to the replay of this. It'll be on, everywhere. Rosita. That is the best omega-3 out right now. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I love you so much. You help me more than
I love you so much.
Love you so much.
I love you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you. Sending you lots of love with the angels.
Thank you, dear. God bless you. God bless you.
Dream of the angels.
The angels, that's lovely. Yes, I'm sitting right next to a very prominent artist in Port Hardy, and he did all of the beautiful whales, on the murals. He did so much beautiful.
And don't forget, this weekend we're having the Assumption of Mother Mary celebration at thehealingtrilogy.com. We're doing a big event this Saturday at 2 o'clock Pacific time. Everybody that's listening, go to thehealingtrilogy.com and come to our nonprofit organized event. It's just donation based. We're doing the Assumption of Mother Mary healing event this Saturday.
Thank you.
Our prayer healing event, we have this Saturday at the healingtrilogy.com. We're doing online prayer group.
So wonderful. God bless you. I love my little dog, Teddy Bear. He was the sweetest
dog. Oh, gosh.
I see him. That's beautiful.
Thanks, Leah.
Thank you. God bless you. Love you so much.
So,
thank you.
So, everybody, we're going to go to a quick break right now, and then we'll be back to take more calls. Thank you for listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, Medical Intuitive Healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ's Light, to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm Kimberly Meredith, and we're super excited about tonight. We have lots of calls, and we're ready to go in and dive in and get our callers on. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Helen.
Hi, Helen. Yes. Tell me your name. Yes. How are you?
Fine. How are you? And happy birthday. And thank you for all the wonderful things that you do. I just found out about you when you were on Julie Ryan's show. So you are amazing and a blessing to us all.
Thank you. I love Julie Ryan. We want to get her on here one of these days. So she might be coming on here.
Amazing. Yes. Well,
if you have a question for me, that'd be great. But I also do see a relative of yours around you that has crossed over. But we can ask one of your questions if you like. But I do see a woman. I do see a woman. I do hear a woman talking to me. They speak to me in my left ear. I think maybe you know they come in and whisper to the left of my ear. But do you have a question for me first?
Yes. I had a little discomfort in my left knee, and I just wondered, I'm being proactive. I'm walking and doing exercises, but I just wanted to see what was happening with that.
Okay, your left knee is hurting you.
Just discomfort. I sit too long. It just feels heavy, and, I massage it and everything, so...
Okay, so, I can ask my guide, Edgar Cayce, if it's because you didn't get an MRI, if it's torn or strained. And they're not saying it's torn. They're saying it's a muscle pull, probably. And I suggest maybe doing some cold laser therapy or ultrasound therapy. And also, like the other caller, trying some magnesium citrate.
Okay.
That really does heal up bone. and muscle.
Okay.
My favorite magnesium is, I don't know if you can hear me, but my favorite magnesium is Solgar.
Okay.
Colgar. That product. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's organic and it's very, very, very proactive with joints and muscle.
Great.
Have you ever heard of it before? Solgar?
No. Yeah. I hadn't heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is really fantastic. The other thing is that I do see a woman around you. We have a lot of calls tonight, so I'm doing just mini reads, and you also can reach out to me for more extensive reading at the Healing Trilogy, thehealingtrilogy.com. Yes. And everyone calling tonight, I do have 30-minute specials going on, just so everybody knows. I see a woman next to you. She's waving her hand. She's saying, I love you. I miss you, but I'm always with you. I'm not in the kitchen, but I'm in the living room around you. I feel like she watches television with you. She is like someone that was around you a lot before she crossed. I don't know if it's a mother. I don't know if your mom.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
mom.
It's got to be my mother. I miss her so much. It's my mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before you even came on, I saw her. And she was like saying something about movies. I don't know why. Were you watching movies with her or something? I don't know.
Well, when we would go home, and anytime she would always want me to come down and watch movies with her, you know, because we lived in other states. And she would always call my name, come down, you know, she would
watch
fall asleep
movies.
And then, you know, yes.
Yeah, because I said back to her, because I talked to her, I said, did you like TV shows? She goes, no. I don't like TV, Kimberly. I like movies. Does that sound like her?
Yes, okay. That's exactly her. And I'm more of a comedy news kind of person, so yes.
Yeah, she likes the movies. And then she's saying, don't be depressed, honey. Don't be sad. I'm with you. I'm in the living room with you. I don't know if she keeps saying that. And also she's saying something about the family. Is there something going on with the family right now?
Not anything other than, you know, my son is starting a business. My sister's teaching, just general things. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because she's actually like one of the main guys for you guys. Like she's watching out for everybody and she tries to call on her more if you need help, she's saying, because she's there for you.
Yes. I ask that she and Jesus to be my guides. I call everyone, but yes, I just ask for my mother and Jesus to be with me every day.
Yeah. So about your knee, I would definitely do that. I also would definitely look into, like I said, there's a cold laser therapy that I would look into. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thank you so much.
God bless you. And thank you for taking the reading from your mommy. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for listening to our show.
Kathy?
Yes.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Where are you from?
Thank you. I'm from Canada, Montreal, Canada.
Oh, Montreal, Canada. Wow.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Everyone's going to know my birthday now. I never have done a show really around my birthday time, so it's definitely fun. So,
yes, it is.
What questions do you have for the guys tonight?
Well, you know, I've been, I woke up with the name of one of my friends earlier in life. And then it kept coming in my heart, in my head. And I was wondering, what was the message that she wanted to give me?
Who was it?
It was a friend of earlier in my life, like 40 years in my life. We never hook up. And I was wondering, you know, she kept coming up in my head. And And I was wondering what was the message that she had for me, because she passed. I just
she passed.
In 2018.
Okay. So a friend of yours passed away, and you want to know what the message that she was trying to relay to you.
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
What was your friend's name?
Manon.
What is the name? I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well.
Manon.
Yeah. I don't know if I can make contact with her. Did she have a hard passing?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they're telling me. Her passing was very difficult. So I don't know if I can get in contact with Manon. But let me see. Did Manon have an issue with drugs or something, or a depression?
Could be, but I have no contact with her since 1975, I think.
Yeah, so Manon went to the light. Manon's not coming in for me, but I do feel that Manon had tried to contact you to tell you that she's fine. She made it to the light. Okay. But it was hard for her to live on this earth. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I do feel she is okay now, though. Okay?
Great.
But it was hard living here. So sometimes people come in and they do what they need to do, and it's sometimes difficult to stay here. And I do feel... She completed the mission, and now is okay on the other side.
Great.
I feel you are an empath. I feel you're an empath, Kathy.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, yes, you are. Yeah, you confirm that. And I feel like it's good for you to be around other people that are like that, because it'll help you feel... much more in tune with what's going on in our world as we move into the next few years. Because as we keep moving into the next few years, we can rise above the fear. We can rise above the chaos. We can rise above the third dimensional havoc. The more we learn how to navigate this matrix that we're in. And so... You being an empath won't be hard. I don't know if that makes sense with your channeling, too.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much.
God bless you so much.
As well.
Thank you so much for being here. And stay on the show, because we're going to do an activation at the end. We're going to do a prayer activation for everybody.
Perfect.
I'm going to do a healing activation to take us way into that fifth dimension. Okay, I think we have another Kathy on the line. We have two Kathys. I feel like we're in Vegas. We have fifth dimensional Vegas. Two Kathys.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Happy birthday. How are you?
I'm good. Do I know you?
I don't know. Do you know me?
Maybe I do.
Do you feel like you know me?
I don't know. At first, I thought you were a Kathy that I knew from like a long time ago. Where are you from?
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Oh, no. I've never been to Pennsylvania. But maybe you did a Zoom with me before, no? Have you ever done a Zoom session?
No, but you must be reading my mind, because like the other caller, I first saw you on Julie Ryan's show, and I was and I went on your website, and I was interested in the medical scan, so maybe that's what you're picking up on.
Yeah, and I do have a telepathic class I'm teaching in September, and I do telepathy, so I'm like, I think she's going to do a Zoom with me, or I've done a Zoom with her. Okay, so what? That's funny. So what? It's amazing. You have the 11 around you. I don't know if you see 11s a lot, but you do have the 11.
That's one of my favorite numbers, too.
Yep, you have the 11s, which is the sign of taking action, moving forward, multiple angelic angels coming in around you, saying there's going to be a lot of movement, moving forward for you going on, not procrastinating. When you get a hit, when something comes at you, like you came on tonight, I'm going to do that. That spirit coming in and saying, whispering to you, and you not saying, no, I'm going to stay over here in the third dimension. I'm going to go for it. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to just take that action and I'm going to go. Those are those 11 that do that. The angels come in, the messengers of God.
That is so spot on, because that's all I've been thinking about lately too.
And that could be
just gave me chills, Kimberly.
That could be with. That could be with relationships. That could be with something, a project. That could be with your health. So do you have a question for us?
When my mother had dementia, and when she was going through the stages of passing, and she was talking, and I don't mean to sound morbid to anybody, but it was fascinating because she was talking, you know, and she was half in this world and half on the other side.
Uh-huh.
And she did have, I could still talk to her and ask her questions and such. And before she passed, now she did go into a coma. So I guess my question is I had visiting angels come in, and before everybody got there in the morning, I knew that was going to be the day that she had passed, and I was standing up by her head saying a prayer, and I felt a presence right by her head. I was almost against the wall, but not quite touching the wall, and I felt a presence there, and I smelt a scent. But it was not a scent that I would have known from a relative. I'm getting the chills telling you this. Would that have been, who would that have been?
Well, I am seeing an angel there. I am seeing, because when you were talking about it, I saw an angelic being there. And you're saying it wasn't her husband or her father?
No, because I knew it was a presence there, but I knew I didn't know it, who it was.
Because I am seeing an angelic being that was next to her, helping her cross over. So you are correct about it being a presence was with her.
And then I'm sorry. When the two people came in and I was telling a story to one of them, and it's funny because the visiting angel just passed back in March. I had to use the restroom, and I was coming out, and as I reached for the handle of the door, it was almost like I was frozen there, and I got a vision of my mother's mother calling her up the steps for lunch when she was a little girl, and she was saying, "Come on, Ma." And then when I came out of the bathroom, she had passed.
Oh. Yeah, I see. So what is your question about this?
Well, it was really, I just really wanted to know what that presence was that was beside me that morning when I was saying a prayer up by her head.
They're not really answering exactly what or who the presence is. They're just telling me it was an angelic being. It could have been a Palladian. It could have been, you know, an essence that helped carry your mother through.
Yeah, because she was always afraid to die. But when I had walked in, when she had passed, she did look
It gave me peace because she looked so peaceful.
Yeah. But so when I see that angelic number of the four, it does mean an angelic presence is there. I don't know about the smell of what it was, but that I do see. But before you came on, I even told the producer before you came on, I said, I see a relative on the Kathy person that's coming on air. So I knew your mother is well and happy, and she's around you. So that's the most important thing, that your mom has not passed. We never die. We continue and we keep going. So that's the main thing that she's trying to express to you, is that she's still with you. She loves you. And she's showing me the eight. And the eight is the infinity sign. So we never die. We keep continuing. And so she's saying, I love you and I'm with you still. And so she made it over to the other side, but she's still here. So she still keeps having visitations with you too. So thank you for calling on the show tonight.
Well, thank you for talking to me and answering my questions.
God bless you. Yes.
God bless you.
Yeah, and if we do a longer Zoom session, we can get into more places that she does show up and other signs and symbols that do happen. And also take a look at the website, everybody that's listening right now, because we teach classes. We have a class coming up on August 27th, which is only, it's an intimate group class where we actually help you make even more contact with your relatives. And we do pairing up where we get to do demonstrations together. So that's really fun. That's coming up just in a few weeks. So definitely check out my website. There's a lot of fun things on there that we do. So thanks for calling in. Okay, we have another caller.
Oh, hi.
Pam.
This is Pam in Toronto.
Pam, hi.
Hi, Kimberly. Happy birthday.
Tuesday.
I know
you're
running out of time. I was wondering if I could ask for healing prayer for two people. One is in hospice and one is in the intensive care.
Okay, what's the name of the one in hospice? Can you deliver her name?
Her name is Candy.
Okay.
And the intensive care is my sister, Meryl.
Sorry about... and that's Meryl?
She has sepsis. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. Sepsis?
I'm so sorry about that. Yeah, so all of us can go into this... deep prayer. I'm going to do the miraculous healing prayer that I love to do. I'm so glad you're calling in. I love when you call in.
Yes, I remember you from KE. What is it? KE?
You've been calling in. You've been one of my listeners for 8 years.
Yes. So
praise God. Praise God. Okay, so let's go into prayer.
Uh-huh.
Dear God, your Holy Spirit, we are sending healing to both these beautiful ladies. May you know, God, Lord, that you are the miraculous healer. You are lending us the heart and the healing. And let's just activate our palms and send healing to both these beautiful people. And envisioning healing going through their bodies, we know they deserve to be healed. We are humble. We are not afraid. We put our whole trust in healing through their body. We know that Jesus is the highest guide. We know the Holy Spirit can take any negative energy out of their body. Mm-hmm. We know that this energy frequency can be released. And let's all take a deep breath for them. Release it out of their body. We are believers of the Holy Spirit. We know they can be healed by the Holy Ghost. We are grateful to have our own breath. We're grateful to have the light go through our bodies. We know that we can be healed. We know they can be healed. We're going through their bodies right now. We're envisioning the healing going through their body right now. We're envisioning to the top of their skull, all the way down through their throat, all the way down to their immune system, through their chest, all the way down to their gut, all the way down to the pelvic, every single part of their body. We're envisioning that every DNA cell, every inch of the fluid that goes to their system is being healed. We know and we trust that God and the Holy Spirit is restoring their health through their thoughts, through their body, right now. Let's take a deep breath for both of the ladies. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Releasing septic, releasing any disease. Let's say, I release the disease.
I release the disease.
Out of my body.
Out of my body.
Out of my energy field.
Out of my energy field.
All negativity is out of my body now.
All negative energy is out of my body now.
I believe to the grace of God, to the grace of the Christ consciousness, that I am healed.
In the grace of
I have no fear. I only have love. I only have peace. I only have a body physically glorified in energy healing. I know that these two ladies are going to be completely healed through the grace of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mother Mary of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen.
And let's activate our palms again, Pam, and place both hands on both of them. And let's say the Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from every evil, dear God, and grant us peace on this earth. For thy is the kingdom and glory of yours and mine forever. Amen.
My whole
body is in my head. But the power of God resides in me, and I am glorified in you forever and ever. We are glorified in God and the healing that is taking place upon everybody listening to the show. We are not dominated by any dark frequencies or energy, and all illness and negativity is gone. Because God is our healer right now. God is our healer. Amen.
Amen. I'm tearing up. Thank you, Kimberly.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling in and activating the last activation of the day, Pam. Sending you so much love. And we're going to keep praying for them and have them on our prayer list. Through the whole week. Thank you so much.
Love you, Kimberly.
I love you so much. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Thank you to Toronto. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.
God bless you. I want to make sure that we do, and we have a lot more callers. We could do one more caller, and then we're going to do the activation prayer to everybody listening.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have time to do one more. And we have many more callers, but we're going to be back on air in a few weeks. So make sure you call in on the 25th of August. We're back on air. So we take one more call and make sure you guys know we're back on air the 25th of August. Barbara, you're the lucky girl.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Happy birthday. How are
you? Thank you.
I'm good, thank you. I just recently heard you on Coast to Coast. I'm so glad I found you there.
Thank you. I love being on Coast to Coast, and I love being on here and wherever I am. So thank you so much for calling in on the
show. Yeah. I'm going to do a Zoom for myself. So I was just hoping we could do, because I have some health stuff going on, but I was hoping to do a prayer for my sister Angela, my sister Diana, and my father-in-law, Bob, and my friend Maria. They're all going through some health things right now. And if you want to tie it into the last prayer, that could work.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of chills on your sister.
Diana, right?
Diana, I am.
Yeah.
So
Diana, yeah, I'm getting some chills on Diana, going through her body. So, yes, we'll do a prayer for Diana, and then we're going to go into a prayer for the whole channel right now. Do you want to name your other relatives' names?
Yes, Angie, that's my other sister, my father-in-law, Robert, and then my really good friend, Maria.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to do a different prayer. I'm going to say, we are releasing any negative energies off the body. We're not afraid. We're in the fifth dimension. And just repeat after me.
Okay. I'm combating any dark energy.
I'm releasing all fear.
I'm releasing all fear.
I'm accepting healing for my dear relatives right now.
I'm accepting healing for my dear relatives right now.
I'm accepting the Holy Spirit.
I'm accepting the Holy Spirit.
We're putting healing through all of the relatives.
We're putting healing through all of
Barbara's relatives right now and activating the energy healing. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mother Mary of God, pray for us now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Through the perfect love of Christ's light, we are healed. Amen. Good. Thank you for calling in. Well, we can keep you on air if you want, and you could take the stay on air if you like, and we'll take the show out with you being with us. Okay. I want to just bring everybody in to a healing, a miracle healing right now, and we can keep you on, Barbara. Okay. So everybody, let's take a deep breath, all of us together on the radio, on the show, and we're going to go into a fifth dimensional miracle prayer for everyone. And all your relatives out there that you want to do a healing for, and also for yourself. So, we are fully and freely accepting a miracle healing today. We know and trust that by being in the fifth dimension, we can witness a miracle. Our heart is open and ready to receive a miracle healing. When we are fully trusting God in the fifth dimension, we can have a miraculous healing shift in our bodies can take place. When we leave the third dimension, we can quickly have a miraculous healing and put our hands over our heart, take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, and just push that energy to a family member or yourself where you need a healing. Place your hand on your body. Take a deep breath and just say these simple words. My mind is focused on the present moment, not the future, not the past. I'm in the present moment. I'm automatically living in the present moment. I'm receiving the energy of the Holy Spirit right now. I am receiving a healing right now. God is going through my body, and God is healing every part of my body right now. I am receiving the Holy Spirit, and I am sending healing energy to my family right now. I'm sending it to Diane. I'm sending it to my mom. I'm sending it to my dad. I'm sending it to my ears. I'm sending it to my throat. I'm sending it to my immune system. The Holy Spirit is healing me, and I am humble. I am not afraid. My heart is open. I am a child of God, and I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. And say that with me, Barbara. I am healed.
I am healed.
I am healed. I am healed. I am healed in the divine light.
I am healed
of the omnipresent.
Of the omnipresent.
I am ready for my miracle healing today. I am healed.
I am healed.
Say it two more times.
I am healed. I am healed.
Good. It went through. Perfect.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you so much for coming on the show. God bless you. Okay, everybody that was listening tonight, I am so grateful that you celebrated my birthday hour and being in the fifth dimension, and everybody that had a prayer healing, it went through. You accepted the Holy Spirit. You accepted being in the fifth dimension, and you did it. You did it. I felt it. I felt the shift. I felt everybody had easy access tonight because you accepted being in that higher dimensional frequency. It was a great show, a great night, and you guys are awesome. Thank you for my birthday wishes, and thank you for listening to the Medical Intuitive America show. I love you all. God bless you.